I guess, I don't know, for the most part, I think you just buy them, raise them and sell them, you know, I don't.
For pets or something?
No, they just buy them and sell them for as a money, money thing, you know. I know James down here, he used to have probably 100 or 200, and he'd buy them and raise them, and, you know, they'd scare them to the market and sell them.
For the meat or?
Whatever they do with goats.
Some people eat it, I think I'd ever have.
I'm sure they, a lot of them were nannies, and they sold them for, you know, goats for milk, and that's my buzzing horn.
How about the chickens when you feed them? Did you call them?
Or? Yeah, chick, chick, chick.
Okay. How about dogs? Do you have any dogs?
Yeah, there was always a dog around. It's a cat.
Any particular kind of dogs?
Well, most of them, bro, I reckon called them Sooners. Shouldn't be one thing, it was something else. But that was basically it. You know, there was a collie around once in a while, and most of them were just mixed up, whatever.
Okay.
Same thing with the cats, they were all just mixed.
Okay. And how about the different terms for the male and the female young ones of the cows?
All right. Well, we had a regular cow, and then there was a bull, then there was a heifer, and then there was a yearling. And I'll be dog if I remember what they called the young male cows, other than that was basically it.
Mm-hmm.
Young bull or
a yearling bull.
Mm-hmm. Yearling bull.
Okay. What would you say about a cow that was gonna have a calf? Say she's
about to drop a calf.
Okay. How about of the hogs, the male and the female?
What would you call them? There's a boar and a sow. And then a young female was a gilt, and a young male was a bar. And there was pigs, and there was a certain size they got up above pigs, they called them shoats.
So the pigs were just the newborn, right?
Yeah, until they were weaned.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got above 30 or 40 pound, got up in the 50, 60, 70 pound range, they were shoats. And when they got on up above 180 to 210 at one time, they were tops. If you sell them for a top hog, then they were topped out. You already fed them, they were just right for market size.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 210.
Mm-hmm. I think that went up some, but when I was reading it, it was 210.
Okay. How about the horses? What about the males and the females?
Never missed any horses. The only thing I recall would be mares and.
Excuse me, Steve from the Pony Company is here to see you.
Okay. Mares and studs.
No.
I have got to get a letter out of here in the next 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Unless if you want to do about 4 or 5 minutes, we'll go ahead.
Well, that's okay.
Some of these things you have to take care of.
Like I said, I don't have anywhere else to go, so I got some studying done. Somewhere. There we go. All right.
I'm going to do one thing while you're getting straight.
Okay. Cool.